Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze, and this is Episode 70, Linen. Linen comes from the flax plant, and like the cotton plant, the flax plant provides more than just a wondrous fiber. It also provides flax seeds, and from flax seeds is made linseed oil. I'm not quite sure why it's called linseed oil. Flax was first cultivated in Egypt, and the Egyptians used it for a lot of different purposes. Besides making clothing, and of course bed linens or sheets, drapes, ship sails. They also used it to make paper, and the mummies were wrapped in linen bandages. Linen was cultivated in Europe in the Middle Ages and was widely accepted in Europe, so unlike cotton, I don't know of any wars or battles that were ever fought over linen. However, I do know that linen went into battle quite often. They used to make cloth armor by taking tightly woven linen cloth and soaking it in linseed oil to make it very tough and impermeable. They used the same process to also make cups and glasses, or, well, I guess it's not really called a glass if it's made out of linen, but drinking vessels. So, linen has been very important, and it is captured in a lot of the mythologies of both the Greek and the Christian, as well as other belief systems. You find reference to linen in the Bible and all other sorts of places. It kind of amazes me that linen was ever really discovered, because when you look at a flax plant, the first thing you think of isn't, man, I bet there's some good fiber in there. A flax plant is a long and stemmy plant with a blue or a white flower. The linen is hidden between a woody core and an outer bark, and it's bundled together in pectin. So getting the linen out of the plant is actually a very long and tedious process. Growing linen or growing flax is also somewhat of a tedious process. It used to be for every person in the household, you would grow a quarter acre of flax. And flax is one of those crops that have to be rotated yearly. And flax has to be carefully weeded. It doesn't require a whole lot of fertilizer, but it does like a nice, moist environment. When you are harvesting the flax, you don't cut it, but you pull it. And this is to ensure the longest possible fiber. So the plant is hand-pulled in the olden days. Now they have some machinery to pull it, but it used to be very difficult because it had to be treated very carefully. After it is harvested, then it has to be redded or rotted. And the rotting can be done in a couple of different ways. It used to be you would either lay it out in the field and let the dew and the rain do the rotting. If you didn't have enough rain, then you might bury it in some mud and then leave it to rot for a while, or if you had a handy stream nearby, you might just lay it in the stream and let the water do the rotting. After it is rotted, then you have to dry it. Usually it was laid out inside a shed and let to dry, or maybe hung from the rafters in bundles. After the rotting and the drying, then comes the breaking. They used to basically beat the hell out of it until it became soft and pliable. This was either done by hitting it with a paddle or by using a device that kind of looks like a paper cutter, only instead of having a sharp blade, has a blunt edge, and they would place the stalks of flax across two bars and then bring a third bar down in between them, thus breaking the flax. After it's broken, then it's scrunched, or a knife is scraped over it to remove the outer bark. The redding, the breaking, and the scrunching get rid of the outer hull and the inner woody core. Next, you still need to loosen the fibers up from the pectin. So then you hackle it. And a hackle is a piece of wood that has a lot of sharp nails basically sticking out of it. And you run it through these, aligning and stripping off the pectin. They're more or less a bunch of combs. And after you comb it, then finally you have released the linen. But you also have an interesting waste product, which is called tow. And if you've ever heard of someone referred to a towhead, they weren't talking about the appendages at the end of your feet. They were talking about this waste product from linen, which is basically linen that is broken up into very short pieces. And so you'll have your flaxen blondes or your towheads. And the towhead just means shorter linen pieces. So now you're ready to spin. But oh my, you've got a problem. Because you have tried to make the longest possible fiber, there is no way that you can do a short draw. Because a short draw requires your fingers of your two hands to be the length of the fiber apart. But with linen, we're talking about 3 feet apart, which just wouldn't be a very comfortable way to spin. So you use an extra hand, which is called a distaff. A distaff is basically just a third hand. It can be made from a stick. It can be made from a branch that has a fork in it. Those are the easiest ways to make a distaff. They have cage distaffs where there is a cage that's been built. But more or less, all it is something else to hold the fiber while you are spinning. When you spin linen, you do what is called a wet spin. And I guess in the ancient times, they used to lick their fingers, because I heard various references to licking the linen. But most people nowadays just use a little pot or a glass of water. You wet your fingers and then you spin. And you, when your fingers are dry, you wet it and you spin. And this helps produce a less frizzy yarn when you're spinning the fiber. Once you spin the linen and then you ply it, you have to then put the linen in boiling water to set the twist. And you will leave it in boiling water for an hour or two. Once the linen has been boiled, then you wind it onto a blocking frame for it to dry out and set the twist. Now, linen is not, in my opinion, a very easy yarn to work with. It is a lot stiffer than cotton is to me, but it makes the most wondrous garments if you can get past that. Linen wears beautifully, and as it gets older, it only becomes better. Linen makes wonderful washcloths and hand towels. It also makes really nice summer sweaters. Linen has a nice drape to it once it has aged. But getting past the aging process is sometimes a little difficult. There used to be a saying where if you wanted to say how much your big brother loved you, you would say, "He loved me enough to wear my tow shirt for 2 years." Because 2 years is about the amount of time it takes for linen to soften up and become a wondrously nice garment. Linen lasts for a very long time, and it can be, of course, reused. In the olden days, you would have a sheet or a tablecloth that maybe got stained, wasn't good enough to use in that regard anymore, and then it would get cut up and become something else, and then that would get cut up and become something else until finally it got put into the rag bin. And when linen was found in the rag bin, it was a celebration because that made the best paper and books. There you have linen. I know it's not as exciting of a story as cotton. I do think cotton is a much more exciting fiber, but linen is wonderful once it gets worn in. Thank you very much for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you have any questions about linen, spinning linen, knitting with linen, or if you have any additional information about linen that you would like to share, please come by the website and leave me a comment there. The website is autumnbreezedesigns.com. You can, of course, send me an email if you would rather. My email address is Carrie, and that's Carry, autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I have a voicemail number. My voicemail number is 206-666-5775. Thank you. I hope you have a great week. Take care. Bye.